What's going on, man? It's your boy King Jones, King Jones Consultant. When I'm back in the city, I'm locked in with my boy BJ the Best on Cab 229 Radio. Congratulations, man. 5 years in. Y'all keep bringing it how y'all bringing it, doing it how y'all doing it, and putting on for the city. All love. Peace.
Never was. Clips longer than these motherfucking bitches.
They
hold
is.
On. Clips longer than they motherfucking extensions. Hold on. These niggas know ain't no genius on no wishing. Hold on. These niggas know I don't take 10 with these bitches. Hold on. Nah, these niggas can't get that dope. Nah, nigga, you can get the bottom like the shell smoke. Nah, nigga, you ain't even want that smoke. I make niggas turn passes. Nigga, use the ashes that when the fire burns, when the fire breathes.
Okay.
Y'all know what I want.
What you
stir
want?
That mac and cheese. But I ain't getting that. I'm hustle for the green.
Don't
ain't even gon' come in between. Y'all ain't want that drama. Scrap got that llama. I'm talking llama bean. Yeah, I bean your mama.
Hit that bitch.
That's a red bean to her motherfucking potatoes. Nigga, and I let that shit go. Nigga, I got that flay
go.
There's no answer when I try to defend myself. I don't question shit no more.
I am. The GOAT.
You know.
There's no answer when I try to
defend myself. I'm a mama. Just be back there. Better household. Cool like lobster tail. We can fail, running the lost tails. Stories my mama tell. Rolling that old mode, sitting in that old school. Drinking on 4-0, bro. Understand, move. We in the fucking school. Bad as a fucking fool. Understand, we gon' do everything we can to do. The block hot too. Just like a stove top. Cooking on stuff on top. Understand, this gon' pop. They killing the game. Murder the game senseless. In this bitch, Rentless.
Trying to get my shit done. Pull up in this bitch. Show you how I got so many fucking sticks. Thought I had a wood up in my fucking back. Back up my yard. Show you how I scarred. Cross my eyelids. Show you how I been. Praying for my men. Ain't fucking man. One more time for you, nigga.
There's no answer.
Okay, I understand your husband might not like that.
Yo, like I thought it was bad in this.
Nah, I'm good. I'm in the
right. I'm good.
I
was not talking to you. You know I was not talking to you. You think I'm gonna get in the car with some goddamn random ass stranger?
Nigga, you ain't walking.
I have no other motherfucking choice. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Sit back in the goddamn woods? Bruh, like, I called a cab. That's my Uber. Shit's sad. Like, I can't. It's okay, though. Like, I may do. Like, I can't. And I won't even tell nobody that this night stemmed from, like, the bullshit with you and nobody else. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, bruh, like, I put you on such a high pedestal. Like, you was that nigga to me. Like, I bragged about you all the time to my sisters. Like, yo, like, you motherfucking crazy. Like, you really on some goddamn dumbass, weak ass bullshit. Like, for real. Yeah, so why the fuck you calling me right now? Let me walk and let me get my shit together. It's okay, it's all good. Yeah.
Insane.
Goddamn, I'm about to walk to the goddamn park. You hear me?
I'm
so mad. Shut up. Don't be judging me. Tell me I'm going to take your ass on out.
Hey, look, y'all going to be back together,
bro. Y'all the fuck now. Fuck that bitch.
What? I'm going to have
to lose
next time you come for a ride, you'll be like, I can't get back to die here.
Nah, fuck that nigga. I'm about to go. You hear me now? Look, pray for me. Because, again, after off the journey. I go to the house. I got a long ass walk to go to the house. You hear me? Nigga, this is the beginning of the hood. I got a long ass motherfucking walk to try to clear my motherfucking mind. So I'm about to take this walk, cast this motherfucking pond, and pay these damn nosy ass motherfucking neighbors. I got a long ass goddamn walk. But when I get to that goddamn apartment, you really don't understand. When I get to that motherfucking apartment, ask God. Say, Eric, you just take your ass and motherfucking house and get in your goddamn car and go blow no motherfucking shit up. That bitch just told me he was on Maloney. Maloney is where we just came from. You hear me?
Yeah.
Tell me that his bald head motherfucking ass then goddamn slid back over there. And he back over there in the woods in that tiny house. So that means that if I set all that shit on fire right now, all them bitches coming up at me. Do you hear what I'm saying?
But why are you still trying to set this shit on fire?
No, I ain't setting nothing on fire. Because first of all, I'm not fire, brother.
Y'all don't go together.
Man, fuck that bitch.
Nah,
you hear
man,
me?
Y'all don't go together, man.
Huh?
Y'all don't go together.
We don't.
So
and
why
that's
you
some
mad?
Real shit.
If
that's
a nigga,
some real shit.
That was
we don't
you
go together. That's why I just said. I'm praying. that's what I'm saying. I'm praying the whole way. The whole way I walk down this damn long ass path right here past that damn murky ass goddamn lake that I'm scared as hell to walk past.
Yeah, them ducks gonna be on
I'm crack. Trying to think and say, okay, Eric, this nigga ain't shit because I just came off of, you don't get what a journey is. You may get it, but I just came off a drink. I'm gonna say it because that's how real I am to my father.
Which
is you know what I'm saying? That nigga, he ain't that nigga. But that nigga up there, he that nigga.
You right.
So,
but that not mean you ain't gonna be fucking with him at all. It just mean right now you mad at him right now.
Nah, we ain't been together some years, is what I'm telling you, sir.
The fact that
have you ever had an ex that you hang with and y'all get along together and shit? Y'all can hang out, y'all had the best of times, but y'all don't fuck with each other like that, right?
Yeah.
That's what the fuck me and him is. But he always wanna take it a step forward. And try to put a little bit of rap. God damn, you looking good. God nah. He want to do the most. You know what I'm saying? He want to get his life involved. Like, he want to get hurt. Is what I'm telling you. If he keep fucking playing with me, he's going to keep goddamn. The bitch going to be goddamn. I'm telling you now. I've been praying for this nigga. I've been praying for him.
Look, there you go. God, but get your side.
I'm going to tell you some real shit. Sir, you don't know me, I don't know you. And I'm about to get out your car and I'm about to tiptoe down this goddamn
tiptoeing in my Jordan.
But what I'm telling you is like, I'm like on some real shit. Be good to people. Be kind to people. You don't know what they're capable of. You hear me?
Yeah, but don't people do that to the, don't people do bullshit to the good people?
You're not lying on real quick,
because
you're not getting what the fuck
I'm saying. But you ain't, you tipsy, I'm sober.
Nope, I see the smile on your cheeks.
Thank you.
Listen to me. Okay. I'm 42 years old. All I've been there, I've done that. I've worn a t-shirt. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, baby, I'm about to put you up on game.
All right, what you got for me?
Be kind to people.
Okay.
Always. Listen to me. You think this shit a joke? You thinking I'm just talking, and I hate that I done told you all my business, like, because you probably like, this girl crazy.
No.
But I'm being straight up with you. Be kind to people, always. You don't know who is who. You don't know what the fuck they practicing. You don't know what they are capable of. You don't know what type of heart they have. Okay? You be good to people. You be kind to people. You don't know what people are going through. Just like the simple fact that you don't know what people are going through. You can just do a simple hello to somebody one day. And that may be all that that person needs to say, okay, I was just about to kill myself, but I want to. This man smiled at me. He don't know me. He don't know me from a can of paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me give this thing a try again. You know, right. That type of thing. So, this little motherfucker that I'm talking about right now, this boy don't know what I'm capable of. He don't know what I'm capable of. But the thing is, I love God so much that I'm not willing to sacrifice nothing for him. You feel me? He not that nigga.
So what is that nigga? So write that down real quick.
Nigga is God. He's not God. But I mean, there ain't nobody worth me. There's nobody worth me sacrificing anything.
Right.
I have a 21-year-old daughter. She just turned 21 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody's son worth me sacrificing. Cause listen to me, sir. When you practice, you don't know what you're sacrificing. It could be anything. It could be your niece, your nephew, your mama, your daddy, your son, your daughter. I love my kids too much. And I would never practice anything. I'd rather go to God. And to me, that's called fasting and praying. Okay? And tonight, this boy, doing what he did to me, he left me stranded. And whatever he been calling the whole time. I done got home and whatever. He done called me twice since I been in this car, since I got it.
But you planned for this trip early today.
Huh?
You planned for this trip early today, though.
Nigga, because I'm spiritual and I know.
So it was meant for me to hear you spit this game to him then.
Yeah, but maybe it was.
I'm telling you, because you don't know me and I don't know you, but out the blue, you know what I'm saying? My number's not on that card. It say 555.
Let me tell you something. God works in mysterious ways.
All right, I can respect that.
And me sitting here right now at this point getting on your motherfucking nerves, I might be saving your life. You could have pulled up at a spot to pick up somebody and they could have had a whole goddamn shootout. You don't know what the hell could have went on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just look at stuff like that, you know? And the whole time that I was waiting for you to come get me, I was like, God, please let him come on, let him come on. I walked through that street twice.
Right.
And I walked down there. There was nobody there. All I saw was black woods. Like I said, he got a little tiny house back there in the woods. Like, he wouldn't know it was there if he didn't walk back up there in there.
Right.
But I knew his car was in there.
Mm.
And I just know God got my back. I just lost my daddy. I just buried my daddy a month ago. My mom and God 4 years ago. Thank you. And it's like,
you got somebody over there in the spiritual world working for you.
Yeah.
So,
I do.
Like I said, if I can give you any game today, just as a black man, like, look.
Give it to me, black man.
I think, you know, I really do believe that because how this society, how the shit that we don't pay attention to, like our ancestors, what they went through to get here, I think we done got too spoiled of having so many options to the point that we don't value one another. You know what I'm saying? Because I done been on both sides. I done been a good man and I done been a goddamn hoe. But at the same time, I realized, like, we coming from a fucked up situation. Even if we had good parents, right. Stuff, it just, you know, the whole part of, like, the reason why their generation was good, you know, the ones that, you know, built schools and was building all this shit, is because mm-hmm. they had no other choice. The white man was going to kill them. See, by, you right. know, them not killing them, we so listen, free to do.
I don't
want to
cut you off.
Yeah.
And I'll let you finish everything you're saying. But if you ever get a second, just ride down like the country roads,
right.
like the back roads mm-hmm. and stuff, and look at them big ass houses, and look at them trees, and look at them fields, and look at everything. Mm. If you look at them houses, if you look at like the barns that they have, those brick barns that they have,
mm-hmm.
our ancestors built those by hand.
Yeah.
They made the bricks. It wasn't no bricks that they bought and put in place. They made those bricks by hand. Everything is made by hand. Those motherfucking houses, and some of them, they still have the roadway where you drive up to the houses yeah. and they have those trees just lining.
They planted them trees.
You can tell. Everything. Our ancestors planted all that shit. If you ever...
I'm from a small town, you know what I'm saying? So, cotton fields, all that shit. We got a house right now called a John Blue Festival house in Longburg, where you can still see what that shit looked like if it was back in, like, you know, 1850 or some shit like that. So, I say this to say that, is that, yeah, we all, you know, like right now, we out here, like, males out here competing to get money.
Yeah.
You know, and then women got their job of what they got to do. And then we sitting here trying to goddamn look better than the next person, all the XYZ shit. And that shit plays a part in our fetish about loving each other, because
right.
we're not happy inside the home. So we go out here and do unhappy things, because let's be true. A good man can get with a woman and she treat him like shit. But then right. when a nigga turn fucked up and start treating women like shit, then she want to, you know what I'm saying, probably do the most nastiest shit. I've seen that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, what the fuck do you do when your culture gets to a point of it's the opposite when it comes to love? Like, being nice means weakness to most people.
Right.
You be like, how does that mean weakness? How does that mean weakness? Like, that's why, like, for me personally, right? Somebody being nice to me, I don't go looking at that as a weakness. You know what right. I'm saying? But for
I'm
most...
I'm still working through that, because... it's like I'm in a position where in my job where like I try to love on everybody. I try to love on everybody and I try to take it as, you know, everybody needs somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like I try to look at it from a sense like, okay, the perspective that I have of everything that's going on now, I'm 42 years old. They ain't quite lived that life. They have not seen things that I've seen. They have not gone through the things that I've gone through.
Well, not yet.
So, yeah, not yet. So I try to, the sad part about it is like I try to help them so they don't have to go through it. And it's sad because they're going to go through it, but it's like the mother in me, you know, I try to like, maybe I can like catch them before they get to it.
Tell you some shit that fucked me up as a young person, right? See, I lost my kids at 20 years old. Never in my life.
You
before,
said you did what?
I lost my kids at 20 years old.
Like, to death?
Nah, my kid's mother took them.
Jesus.
Right? Since 20. I'm 32 now. I've been on a hunt. Now, for me personally, would never, like, would maybe understand life a little bit different than the average, because I came from the project. I came doing everything that's, you know, wanting to be a dope boy. The whole shebanger, right? But when my kids got took, and I did want to be a father, though. Mm-hmm. When they got took, it tightened up more of me hanging out. It tightened up. Now, if I didn't give a fuck about my kids and just let them go ahead and go without the fight, and just didn't give a damn and want to live with a woman and, you know, whatever the case is, because my goal was like, all right, cool, she's gone. I need to get a house for my kids. I need to get, you know, whatever the case may be. When they get here, it's not going to be like, all right, I'm living with a chick. I got to hope to God that she, you know, let me, you know, she may not love my kid like that. I don't even know what my kid like, if they, you know what I mean? Whatever the case is. So I was like, yo, I'm going to have to straighten up. Because I was on my way to prison when I had my daughter. Like, I was looking at her.
How many kids you got?
I got two. A girl and a boy. My girl is the oldest.
And I thought about this shit. I was like, yo, you know, as a man, I got to see, because we could be men, but still do little boy shit. Same way women could be women, but still do little girl shit. And what we are missing just in general is the male role model of seeing a strong male actually, because, you know, even with, I don't give a fuck about racism, that's, you know, the past, where it is, but that shit still play a part. We ain't getting the, you know, not say we can't get the opportunity, but guess what? You know, a white guy can get a job doing construction, driving a forklift like that because he got 4 and 5 generations of white people, you know, in line to make sure that he don't lose his family because he don't got the income.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? For us, we have to strive so fucking high just to, you know, and whatever we're doing, just to be able to get into position to be able to, like, not to lose our woman because we lose a job and she can't see the, you know, she thinking about, you know, putting the food in the baby's mouth while we thinking about, like, yo, this ain't it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't fuck around, had a beautiful baby with you, and this portion of the life right here is kind of fucked up, you know what I'm saying? So we arguing, we, you know what I'm saying? We doing everything that with the functional shit, we doing it. You know what I'm saying? Not no good communication on how to really do this shit, because what we thinking is, hey, well, bitch, if you don't want to act right, then I'll find another bitch. Well, nigga, if you don't want to act right, I'll find another nigga. All right, cool, but what does that leave us? Because at the end of the day, the kids suffer.
Right.
The kids suffer. Yeah, it's more freakier to fucking person that you beef with all the time. But guess who suffered? Because y'all done made a baby out of that situation, but it's out of toxicity. That baby get stuck in a crossfire. Cause once y'all not together no more, that shit ain't no really no coolness about that. You know what I mean? You be think you can still deal with the other person, but I know for a fact of not talking to my baby mama. Like, and I went and took her to court for custody. I did everything. Like, I did everything to the teeth of whatever a man's supposed to do to try to get his kids back. You feel me? That's why that'll be another reason why I believe in God, because as much as I have fought for this shit, it's not on me to bring them back, because I done did everything I could.
It didn't work out.
You feel what I'm saying? So the only thing I could do is maybe a timing thing. Maybe
so listen, in a situation like that, you just let the situation. You do all that you can do. You do all that you can do and what you can do. And from there, it is what it is. And when those children, you have to pray, and you gotta ask God to give your children guidance. You just keep praying over your babies.
Yeah.
And because you can't be
there. That's all I had.
You cannot be there.
But that's all I had.
Let me tell you something. God works some of the most mysterious ways, and people say this all the time, but let me tell you, it's so real. Them children, one day, you might wake up, and your baby might be standing at your door, knocking on your dead. I'm tired of all of this. I'm tired of going through this. I know mama's been doing this. I know this or whatever. And I know that you love me and did this or whatever. And your child gonna be there.
And see,
let me tell you something.
That's the beautiful thing about the whole situation.
Right. Like, you let God work. When it gets to a situation to where you feel like, yo, like, you cannot do nothing. Your hands are tired. There's nothing that you can do. What you do is you get up every morning. You still pray. And you still ask God and you thank him for the guidance that he's giving you. God, your steps, God, your mind, God, your thoughts, God, everything, what you're doing as far as your children, what you can do. Because a lot of times these men, like, y'all get a bad rep when it comes to your children. And it's so sad.
And we
because
stop.
There are good men out there.
Man, we stop. But listen, I've been on both sides of the field, from being a street nigga to a motherfucking corporate thug. Listen. Yeah, because that's what it is. Yo, the shit goes down to this right here. Whatever you love, that's going to be somebody else's view of you or your weakness. It's never like, until you meet an ally, that's when it becomes mutual to, you know, I love you, you love me, for whatever we're doing.
Fuck allies, fuck people.
I think.
Everybody got these GOAT conversations. feel like LeBron. Money hungry content. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. Give me the rock at the top of the key, and I bet no one's stopping my drive. Got a couple that's loyal and riding with me, so you know it ain't nothing to slide. Got a youngin' that shoot like Ray Allen from three, and he stay with the heat on the side. It's a Glock with a 30 that sit underneath in case they think it's sweet cause it's size. Baby, my nigga slime. Started from dirt, had to train like no other. I hit the booth cause the words of my brother. My shit the truth, nigga, word of my mother. Word on my set, I'm a threat to you fuckers. I ain't impressed by the talk of the clutter. I'm tryna run up a check from the gutter. If niggas run up, I guess it's another statistic. They missin' my hope. That he suffered. Somehow I'm a threat to him. A stress to him. Cause I'm palming the little bitch next to him. I ain't never concerned what the rest doing. They upset cause they smell the success brewing. I go stiff on the bitch since she all in my drip. More problems, more dollars. I'm all for the split. He pop it, I drop him with all of the clip. He gon' wear that 30 like Steph if he drip. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb. I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in a rap. Be careful with this. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb. I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in a rap. Be careful.
I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real.